All right, once again, it is a pleasure to be hearing today from Brother Chris Leon. Chris Leon, and of course that last name Leon, what that means is lion. And we know that Brother Chris has the heart of a lion to serve God. Ever since the Lord brought him in, he's gone through some challenges, church. He's gone through some things, both him and Hannah, but God has kept his hand upon him, upon Hannah, upon his family, and the Lord is going to see him through the whole way. He's been reaching out to me in the last several weeks and the last couple of months, touching base with me, letting me know what's going on. And at the end of each message, he says something. I love you, Brother Vic. I love you, Brother Vic. And I want to just say something here. See, in the world, church, it's not customary for a man to tell another man, I love you. I love you. But see, the Lord has filled Chris with his Holy Ghost. He's filled him with his love, with the genuine love of God. And he's not embarrassed to tell me or any other man in the church that. It is a genuine love that God has put in his heart for myself, for the people of the church. And he's putting a love in him for lost souls. I'm going to go ahead and transfer it over to Brother Chris now. Go ahead, Brother Chris.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? I just want to say good morning. God bless everyone. There's just a lot of stuff that has been going on. And I think it has to do with just thinking back to where I was last year at this time. And just being happy and recognizing that God has his hands on me, because like just this time around from last year is just like all kinds of stuff just trying to come back, and the past life still trying to get in and have its way, and it's just not there anymore. It's just over with.
That's good. Yes.
And I just you know, it's hard because I feel like Where I was once held captive by things that I was chasing, just held captive by things around me, by anger, by I'm not gonna lie, by hatred in my heart, by just a lot of stuff that's just not good for a person and not good as a Christian. And I've been delivered from where I was held captive, and I just wanted to say that I feel that God has hands on me, because I feel like I've had different encounters with different things that God has sent towards my way in good ways, though. Because I went and I was out in Ontario one night, and I seen some guy, and he was just there. He was looking at everybody while we were eating. So I was like, you know, I don't, not only as a person, I don't find that that's okay, but in my heart, then knowing God, that I know that's one of his children. That's one of my brothers or sisters. So I went and I took a food and I prayed with them and I left. And about 4 to 5 days ago, I was talking to one of the guys in Pomona at a liquor store I used to go to. And he was asking why I haven't been around. And I had told him about my incident. And I told him, it's just, you know, I'm not into this stuff anymore. This life doesn't excite me anymore. It's just not me.
Amen, amen.
And so we're talking, and this lady at the corner of my eye, she didn't pose a threat to me or anything. I didn't feel threatened. And she walked towards us while I'm talking to him, and she butts in and she says, we have to be careful what we say, because we can't let them think they have power over us. We know who we serve. And I looked at her, and I got, like, goosebumps. It's giving me goosebumps right now a lot. And I looked at her, and I just told her, thank you. I appreciate that. I need that. And another guy that I used to mess around with, he walked out the store, and he ended up having a stroke, and he had a big scar on his chest because he was messing around with methamphetamine. So I told him, like, you know, come on, this everything's over, you know? Just let it go, bro. It's just signs of God telling you that it's over. He's trying to have mercy on you and show you that there's another way.
Yes, yes.
So the lady starts praying for him, and it brought tears to my eyes, because I finally felt like, I'm not the only one. While I'm out and just in this world, when I'm not around my church family to fellowship, it's hard. And fellowship is necessary, because you recognize,
yes,
your rights from wrongs.
You're right, Chris.
And that's why when I'm out in the world, it's just Hannah asked me why, my eyes tear up a lot.
All right.
Because I didn't used to have emotion. I only had one emotion, and it was anger.
All right.
Now I see life, and I love it, and I thank God for it every day.
Yes.
And it makes me happy to know that I got a good church, and I got good elders.
Yes.
I've got good little brothers and sisters in the church that make me feel I have to lead by example.
Yes.
So just knowing that if I were to go do what I would want to do somewhere along the line, what if Brother Roman or Chase and the boys ask, hey, where's Brother Chris? Oh, he's not doing too good. He's back on his trip.
All right.
I don't want that to happen because they're going
to see,
oh, well, we've been in church for so long, they might think it's okay, and it's not.
Yes, right.
So I'm so thankful that I got more family, extended family. Not only that, but closer than anything, because under the blood of Jesus, and I love it.
Yes.
And it just makes me happy.
Yes.
And this lady, I know God's had his hand on me, because the guy that I gave tacos to, he told me, God bless you. He said, I know you. We're tight. We're real tight. And keep it that way. And I went home and I thought about it all night, and I couldn't get it off my mind. And then 5 days ago, when I talked to the lady, and she prayed over me, and she said that I have a special calling. She said that there's something about me that she's seen me before, she's met me before, and that we lose everything to gain everything. And I'm fine with that.
Yes.
I'm fine with losing everything to gain everything. Lose everything of the world to gain everything with God? Absolutely.
Hey. Yes. Yes.
I'll take it, because I'd rather be judged by the world to stand with God than to stand with the world and be judged by God.
Yes.
Because these times can't be compared to the times there will be when we're with Him.
Amen, amen.
All this stuff we can't take with us. Our soul is the most important thing besides our bodily health to take care of.
Yes.
And I just feel that. I was looking at my Bible to this time last year at a note that Pastor and Sister Clark gave to me for my surgery. And it just makes me think, you know, God's had his hand on me this whole time, and I didn't recognize it. Now I recognize, and I'm thankful. And I don't want anything else. I don't want the past life. It's hard because it tries to come in every day. But if I were to go do what I want, I'm not leading by example. And not only that, I'm not respecting the statues. I'm not giving fear. And it's one thing to fear the Lord, but to respect Him, I don't want to disrespect Him. He's the one who gives me life.
Yes. Yes.
And I just thank God for it. Brother Sid, for his house. I thank him for inviting me to his house and my family. And, Brother Brandon and Sister Kendra, I thank you guys also for letting us in your house. It's very comfortable and beautiful, and I thank you guys, and I appreciate it. And I just thank you guys for showing me another way in life to socialize.
Yes.
To not have to look over my shoulders and have to worry about someone or something happening, just feeling that I'm comfortable, feeling like I'm at home, because I know we're good people and people that know God.
Yes.
So I just, I'm not going to lie. I don't have no pride. I do cry about it because I'm so happy. And I love everything about it.
Yes.
And I thank God. All glory be to God.
Praise God.
And that's all I have to say.
And it was tremendous what you had to say, Chris. Look, everyone, you can hear Chris's voice, the tears in his voice, his spirit, the love that he's speaking with. When I introduced him today, I didn't know what he was going to be talking about. And when I made the comment that he tells me at the end of each message, I love you, Brother Vic, and how he loves the church, and God's putting a love in him for souls. Well, we heard that, and we saw that, and we felt that today. God is truly creating a great thing in Chris. There's a transformation that is already taking place in him, and God's putting the true, genuine love of God for souls, for humanity, inside of Chris. We heard it. We felt it today, Chris. This is real. This is the real deal. And he said it. There's nothing I would go back for. Why would I go back to something where it was pain and hurt and terrible things in my life when God has shown me his true love and the love of the people of God? What a powerful testimony this morning, Brother Chris. And I mean that. God is doing something great in your life, and God is going to continue to use you. He used you this morning in your testimony, Chris. And he's going to continue to do things in your life and put things in your life that are going to continue to help you grow and grow stronger and develop in him. Boy, I could just go on and on and on. You encourage me, Chris. You motivate me, Chris. I mean this. Hearing you, hearing your spirit and your attitude, your desire, it encourages me to continue to push forward, Chris. Praise God, everyone. Hallelujah. Woo. Well, we're feeling the Spirit of God. We're feeling the anointing of God, and God is working in our new converts. Praise the Lord. With that said, everyone, let's continue to pray and meditate upon the great things we heard from Brother Chris today, and let's join in on this call tonight to hear Brother Stacy Jackson for his testimony he's going to be sharing with us tonight. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.